Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, let me make sure. Okay, so I know we have a short segment, so I'll get with the show. So I'm going to play a song, answer some questions in the chat. Then when I come back on, I'll talk 5 minutes about like the tone of the show, which is basically the Queen of Wands. Who is she? The Queen of Wands. I wanted to talk a little bit about her. And then it's going to be me taking callers kind of quickly, like try to 3 minute for each person. So get in line with your question, like a real good question that you want to ask, so I can try to get to everybody. So that's kind of how the format's going to play out. So I'm just going to play this song, the Queen of Wands. I feel like, the song is definitely, to me, who she is. And it's going to be Britney.
Not the people in the world. I'm like a firecracker. I make it hot when I put on a show.
Okay, that's enough of that. I don't know why it keeps downloading like that. So I'll go with my trusted daylight. Okay. You guys get the idea. So I am back. I hope that was informational in the chat room. So I left Vex's email because he's not in the chat room, but he said that he will do some free readings via Yahoo. So I'm just going to get into taking some callers, and yeah, so I'm going to take my first caller. Okay, you've been on the longest, 207 area code. How you doing?
Hi, my name is Dee, and I want to know, I'm having misery in a relationship, it's a marriage, and I want to know, and it's been a long time, and I'm kind of stuck, and I'm kind of hoping to find a way out. I thought I might have some money coming in. Do you see me out of this year?
Relationship-wise? Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, physically living somewhere else with my
okay.
daughter and my...
So, okay, some insight on your relationship. Okay. Okay. So it looks right now you're just kind of like biding your time. You have the wheel card that came up, and you are kind of looking ahead to the future. I assume this might be your husband, or because I have the nine of bows of your past, your recent past, and that's usually
yes.
a male figure. A little bit more about him. This is the kind of person who's, like, meant to challenge you on your path. Like, they're just, like, kind of insecure. They may just want to draw a wedge between you because they're scared of you maybe leaving or just being too powerful in a situation. And that's, the archetype
yeah.
of that person. It could be either someone who's an Aries or a Cancer, or there may be some other signs included, but it's just, like, real strong personality. He's an Aquarius. Okay, yeah, it could be an Aquarius. It could be a type of man who feels like he's lost his power at some point in his life, and maybe he feels powerless himself, so he doesn't know how to get his own respect. So to see his woman maybe rise above, like, it's usually an insecure person, an insecure male. So
yeah.
He put me through too much.
I can't take it anymore.
Right. They call it the Woodwills. That character would do that. Let's see. Your immediate future, you have the King of Vessels, the Hierophant. Do you have anyone in your life, maybe like a dad or someone spiritual in your life that, let's see. Yeah, I feel like this is more of like your, oh, go ahead.
There's a friend of mine and he's a Cancer.
Okay, that could be the King of Vessels. Is he spiritual, this person?
Yes.
Okay, because it's denoting like a male or like a spirit. It could be a female, but it's denoting like a spiritual person in your life that you kind of go to seek
mm-hmm.
solace. And I think you need to talk to that person a little bit more. Like any kind of spiritual network will help you out of this situation. It'll help you like recharge your energy. And the way on your path is like the ancestor, so you got a five, so it's mm-hmm. usually through spiritual means. Like it could be like a spirit guide, or just to make it more Dane, it could be like an aunt, uncle, grandparents, someone who's like has some wisdom, but like they have this connotation of like experience and spirituality. That's kind of like your way out, so maybe just like get more contact with these individuals in your life. And that seems like that will help you energetically.
Do you see me having the resources to leave, though? The finances
okay.
to leave?
Okay. It looks like you it could be in the works. You don't have it right now. But it looks like you would have to, figure out a way creatively to to make that money, but you have that potential because I drew the Ace of Arrows, the Breath of Life. So it's more about you kind of like thinking, all right, you know, how can I make money? What are my skills? Like, how can I pull in more money? And once you just like figure that out, you'll be able to put it into the works. Not right now, though. But it looks like you have a good start once you actually put the work in. So it just seems like with everything I'm looking at, it seems like it's going to take time for you to draw out the resources, unfortunately. Yeah. I think, like, in the meantime, if you could stall and, you know, just seek some more spiritual solace from people you know, you know, if you're into spiritual stuff, you know, just keep doing it. Yeah, that's kind of like the way you recharge yourself. And just keep working, and then you focus on the money situation. It looks like there's potential for you to get money, but you just have to kind of follow through with the idea. Maybe you thought about it, but you know, you need to return to that idea because it's a good idea.
Okay.
It's the start of something.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Have you been thinking of? Have you been thinking about ways?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you do have something on your mind that you possibly could do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, it seems kind of singular, too. You're not really, I was going to say, this card is, like, very singular, so it seems like you do have, like, one idea that you've been thinking of. Maybe you go back and forth with. So it's off the ground. You just, in order for it to go where you want it to go, you have to keep commitment to this idea, and this is a card that usually suggests success. So if you just keep with that idea, that's something that's, like, going to be good for the bring out the money.
Okay, I'll try. I'll definitely try with this.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, and then, like, the show is about the Queen of Wands, too. Her show, I mean, like, how she is she's a person of empowerment. So I feel like if, you know, to take a lesson from her, if you could find ways to empower yourself, that would go good with the Woodwills character, like the type of archetype your husband is on right now. Like if you have some techniques or learn some assertive, like type of techniques that you say to this person, like, you know, I don't appreciate this. You know, you got to be like real, not aggressive, but like assertive, like kind of like commanding your power, because that's what she's about. Like she's commanding, you know, this presence, this power. Like you can't, it's like kind of like you can't do me this way. You know what I mean? Like you. It comes out, and you don't have. Yeah, I think if you took a lesson from her, like I'm learning about her myself. Just learn some assertive techniques online, or you know, some good suggestions. But on a personal experience with the Woodwells, you really kind of have to just like put them in their place. You can't be afraid. You're gonna have to like look. You want to be with me? You need to shut the hell up. I mean, excuse my frankness, but like you need to shut the hell up. I don't really care for it right now. I need my space. And you say stuff like that, and it's, like, real cut clear. Then you're like, maybe I made her mad. Like, they don't know what to do with that. So it's just, like, commanding your presence.
He's passive-aggressive, and he's disrespecting me behind my back, and I keep finding out about it, and I keep confronting him. He does it anyway and keeps going and going and going. And I'm sick of it.
You might have to... Yeah, with that, you're just going to have to just, like, come in, like, look, if I keep hearing anything more about this, we're done. You know what I mean? I know it's kind of scary to say that because you don't really have the resources, but it's kind of like a poker bluff. Like, look, I don't want to hear anything. It's disrespectful. Like, it's about respect. It's disrespectful. You're disrespecting me right now. If you say anything more, you know, it's over. Like, I'm not going to even give you a way out through counseling or nothing. Like, stop it. You know what I mean? And like that kind of consequential stuff, like that automated stuff, that will get a guy scared. So if he really wants to stay, go ahead.
I want to go. I don't have the resources. He knows I want to go, and I don't have the resources, and that's why he used to. He knows if I won the lottery tomorrow, he'd be scared out of his mind because he knows I'd be out the door. You know,
right?
Because there's nothing to keep me. I have no feeling for him. I'm done. I'm over. But I just don't have the resources to leave. That's the thing. I don't want to work anything out with him. I don't want to count. I'm done. I'm really done.
Right. Well, I guess right now, since you're trying to get the money, he doesn't have to know that. You can make it seem like, well, I can go with a friend. As long as there's that fear that you could leave, like, that'll put him in order. That's kind of what the Queen of Wands is kind of like that. She's cunning like that. I mean, it's just really like a poker type move. Like, look, I can go with someone else. Like,
he's going to end old and alone. You know?
It's unfortunate because, like, I did some research on the Widwells is really, like, a person who maybe has failed at something in their life and they never recovered from it. And it's like a lion that's got a thorn in its paw. Like, it's a wounded lion. And they're kind of crazy. Like, they lash out anybody that goes by it, and they don't think straight. It's just, like, they're in pain, and, you know, that's all they care about. They want to somehow grab their respect from hurting others because that's the only thing that makes sense to them right now, you know?
That you described him perfectly.
That's the nature of this character. I mean, I'm looking at him. He's like this in the card. It's like he's this wild man with antler ears, and he's just like waiting in the bush, just waiting to pop out at you to try to stop you from your journey. I mean, it's kind of, that's just the card. It's kind of sad, but I'm like, okay. You know, if the person you're with, if he had something to look forward to and that he was good at, like, you know, like he saw some, you know, he wouldn't be like this. It's unfortunate, but, like, if he had something to look forward to himself, that he was doing, like, a path or just something, some kind of goal, right, and, like, he was good at it, like, he wouldn't even be on you right now like that.
Yeah, but he's a lost cause. I just want to be done with him.
I would definitely talk about this Cancer, this person that could be, you know, this person is spiritual because the King of Vessels, the Heron, is like the spiritual father. It's like someone who gives you like really, they're really in tune with their emotions. They're kind of like intuitive and they help you out emotionally connect.
Yeah, I like him. I always liked him.
Yeah. If you can, like, you know, to spend some time maybe a coffee, get together, like, have some people you know, and just, like, talk about spiritual matters, just kind of help you. Yeah, this person, that's a good spiritual guidance, you know, and it doesn't have to just be him. It could be anyone, too, that's in your spiritual network that helps you feel, you know what I mean, like, okay, at ease. Like, it's okay, you know what I mean? You're going to get through this.
When you look at the card that represents my husband, does it show me leaving him? Can you look from that advantage and see if I get to leave him?
Until you have the money, I wouldn't leave. Because I'm not getting a good result because you could be homeless if you don't have the resources. I got the Blastic Oak, and that's, like, usually being displaced and stuff. So until you, unfortunately, I know it's not a situation that's desirable, but until you get your finances in order, you shouldn't, this is not the time to leave without, you know what I mean, things being set up. Because
yeah.
I got, like, not a so good card. I guess, like, the question is, like, how to get your, well, to go back to that idea, you know, to work on that idea to give you some money.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's really up to you. Like, that idea, it seems like you may or may not do it because I got the judgment card. So it's up to you. Like, I can't really see further. It's based on, now the cards is like, it's based on your life choice. It's based on your decision. So it's you have this idea, but you're not really, like, committed to it or something like that. And it's up to you if you want to stick with this idea. But I can't see beyond that because it seems like you're not even making a decision yet, like you're at a crossroads or something.
Well, there was a settlement I was hoping to be in my favor with money. I was hoping that was going to come through.
Right. Yeah, I think that's why I even got this judgment card. So it's kind of like pending. Yeah, we're going to have to just wait and see. But definitely the ancestor card, I think, is important for you. I don't know if you pray or whatever spiritual practices you do, if you have any kind of, like, elder grandparents or uncles or definitely get in line with your spiritual network. Either pray, you know, get involved with people who are spiritual and, you know, and that make you feel good in your life. That's definitely the key to get you the energy to actually even go at this finance thing better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Just kind of just hang in there. And just remember with the Woodrow's, with your husband, with the Woodrow's character, just think of him as like a wounded lion. And it actually gave like some advice to deal with that kind of personality. It's just kind of like, you know, kind of taking the higher road. Like, I know you're doing me wrong, but like, I know you're hurt. You know, kind of like turn it around. Like, look, I don't want you to continue to disrespect me. I know you're hurt. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And just kind of like showing, like, if you got to be out the house more and spending more time with, you know, your spiritual network and just doing something spiritual and, you know, they're going to get it. You know what I mean? They're going to understand it. It doesn't get to you anymore. I think another thing, too, the Woodrow's wouldn't do it if it didn't get to you. Like, that person wouldn't do that if it didn't bother you. So it's like you're showing them that it's bothering you. To take a lesson from the Queen of Wands, she doesn't let anyone know, like, that you got to her. Like, yeah, it hurts her, but she's not going to let you know that you got, you know, that you, that it's actually hurting her, that you one up her. So you kind of have to, like, take your power back.
Yeah.
Kind of mask that emotion so he doesn't think, like, oh, okay, you know, I got her. Because if they think they got you, they'll keep on saying these things.
Yeah, I just want it to be over. I know what you're saying, but I just want it to be over. I just want to be able to walk away. That's what I really want. I so resent being stuck. You know,
right.
When I really want to leave, I really hate being stuck and trapped.
Yeah.
It's the worst
and
thing.
And it does happen. I think, like, if you could just find ways to get out of the house and do something spiritual, maybe join, like, a network, go to a cafe, meet with people, and do that on a regular basis. Like, let that be your life path for right now so you can gather up the strength. Because as you're doing stuff and you're, you know, you're not in the house all the time with this type of character, like this person who's, you know, just keep nitpicking you and trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
And so certain things like that doesn't usually take money. Like, you could just go, you know, just make arrangements with people, go to a cafe, just talk, you know, maybe some kind of church or, you know, just something like just meet up with people. You know what I mean? Go for a walk. Really get, you know, get into your head more and just get into more of yourself more.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. I'll have to just bide my time.
Bide your time because, like, that's the only way I feel like the money will come through too, because I feel like it's resting on this energy, and you want to focus more on positive things. So trying to get yourself out of the house more.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah, I would definitely just work with that. You'll be okay.
Okay.
The Queen of Wands is an interesting character. Like, out of all the queens, she would be the queen is just, like, most effective at protecting herself. She's the queen that she's also, like, the Queen of Cups. She's really a caring, emotional person, but she's learned through so much negativity from other people that, like, she had to, like, kind of, like, make herself stronger and just kind of act a certain way so people won't think they could take advantage of her. That's kind of, like, what she does.
Yeah.
She's more of an empowering type of individual. Like, she's still kind-hearted, but she's got, like, this presence about her, like, look, like, you don't really want to mess with me, kind of, like, just look, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, just think about that more. I'm going to actually play a song, too. It's kind of like, I was thinking in my head, like, what's another good song to represent her? I tried to play Britney, that wasn't really working, but Britney, that circus song is a good, you know, idea. Like, she commands attention and presence, like, you know who she is. But this, I think, is a song to say, like, you don't want to mess with, you know, like, I'm kind, but, like, I got something for you, like, either through words or, you know, you're not going to mess. You're not going to mess with me. So this is, like, a good rap song. Like, I was really looking for a song. Like, it's only rap seemed to really captivate this idea for me. So, yeah, I think I'm going to play this, and I hope it works out for you, Dee. Definitely call back again. Like, I want to see what's going on with you. Definitely do that.
Oh, thank you. I hope I can move it for long. I can't stand it much longer.
If you need to call more. I mean, I put in the Yahoo Messenger for Vex Tarot. That's... that's pretty free. Like, he talks to everybody. So definitely the more, you know, you could feel like you have some connection. Like, we're here for you.
Yeah.
We're definitely here for you.
Because I feel a little isolated, you know.
Say that again.
I feel a little isolated. That's the problem.
Yeah, you have a network. I really do think so. I think you just need to exercise it more in your life, and then like online, I feel like we're a network for you.
Yeah.
Really be more sociable to try to get outside, because that helps to get outside your situation as well, to get more of a connection with other people. But I hope that was helpful. Definitely call back. I usually do this show on, like, Thursdays and Fridays, so I'll definitely come back. I'm trying to make more time so I can, like, talk to more of you guys and give you more of, I just need more time. 30 minutes is not cutting it, but. So Dee, thanks for calling in. Thank you guys for calling in. Thursday, I'm just going to have to come back.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're going to be okay, Dee. You're going to be okay. But so I'm going to play this song, The Queen of Wands.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider.
This is Tupac. It's like, I hear this song. It's like, you don't want to fuck with her.
Nigga die for it. As a motherfucker try, at least you try for it. When it's time to die, to be a man.
Okay, thank you guys. You ride it with that song to the end. But that's the Queen of Wands. That's how I feel like she is. Join me again Thursday, and hopefully I'm going to try to do a two-hour thing, trying to get the fun for that. So, because I could tell everyone needs more time. I need more time. But thank you guys for calling in and people in the chat room. Try to get me through Yahoo Messenger. I was just trying to explain it a little bit in the chat room. But from my understanding, you just go on Yahoo.com, like the page, and they have the instructions for you to sign up through Yahoo Messenger. And you do it on your phone, you get, like, the cool app, and, you know, you just got to sign up regularly like how you would sign up from Facebook. And then you'll get, like, the name or whatever. And then just send me out a request. I'm Joy Clarion. You can send it out through Vex Tarot, too. And we're here after the show. Free advice on, you know, everything under the sun. So definitely hit us up.